This is the BPP from NPR News. And now some of the popcorn that fell between the seats when you were at the movies watching Enchanted. In other words, it's the news you can't really use. Rachel, Luke, and I get together. We just ramble.
While you were at Enchanted. I want to know who wrote that. That's great. Great line.
Rachel, you get to start.
Great. Okay, we're starting off in a very sad kind of tone. This is a depressing story, so prepare yourselves.
Okay.
Brooklyn police have discovered the body of a woman who died in her apartment. Not yesterday, not last week, more than a year ago. Not much of Christina Copeman. Was left when they found her. It was just her skeleton, and she was wearing winter clothes. She had her little beret on. The skeleton was curled up in the fetal position. It's really sad. And first you think, well, this is clearly a big statement about how the city is so anonymous and cold. And
man's
nobody...
inhumanity,
yeah.
To fellow man.
But actually the neighbors were, they just thought she was gone to Trinidad, her native Trinidad for a while. And they would clear out the garbage from the front of her house, which I thought was really nice.
Oh, so they actually tried to keep
they
her
tried,
house nice, like they cleared her porch and stuff.
Well, and then the whole reason they found her eventually is because it was her worried, in quotes, nephew who finally got the police to break down. Worried after a year? Like,
yeah, reading the story, it seems like it's kind of a confluence of events. I mean, her mail sounds like she had one of those mailboxes that the mail went into a little entryway in her house. So it wasn't like it was stacking up on the front step. So it was kind of a bunch of, and you know, she had a sort of big-ish house. And
sure.
So it was all these little things that added up to her being able to pass away in the house and no one figuring it out for a couple
sad.
Years.
Check on your neighbors.
Yeah,
yeah, really.
That's the moral of that story.
That's your holiday. That should be your holiday pledge.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. Oh, I've got a creepy story about that for you guys after the show. Okay.
Okay.
You know, you're supposed to be quiet in the library, mm-hmm. but if you are a supporter of this current administration and you go to the New York Public Library directly across the street from this here radio network, you might have a hard time keeping your mouth shut. There are these, there's an art exhibit there with fake mugshot style pictures of President Bush, Vice President Cheney, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, and former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld hanging on the walls of the public library. I mean, it looks like the shot you see of the smoking gun, like
right.
James Brown and Nick Nolte, except
right.
there are pictures of the members of
clever,
this administration.
Clever artists.
I know.
Yeah. The two artists, they wanted to, you know, it's been out there for a while. It's called Lineup. They wanted to generate some buzz. And they did, in fact, found themselves a subject of much discussion on Fox News.
To me, this just feels like
just
one of those
saying.
Stories that, like, you know exactly how it's going to go before it ever happens. It's people put up something decrying, you know, a sort of controversial piece of public of art goes up in a public place. Fox News comes in and says, "What the what?" And then the artists get more famous and then we talk about it and now we're done. Next up, QVC. What does that stand for? Quality?
Food value? I don't
QVC.
Know.
It's a V. But whatever the middle letter is, QVC, the shopping channel today, says it logged the biggest two record sales days it's ever had this past weekend. The Q took in $105 million. A big amount of that was from selling 31,000 Dell computers that were sold on Sunday personally in an appearance by Dell CEO Michael Dell. That's the thing that's funny. You make fun of the Q, but let me tell you, it's just a Suzanne Summers Dell president parade of stars that show up there.
Marie Osmond dolls after Dancing
Absolutely.
With the Stars.
Absolutely. As we were talking about this this morning, I remembered an amazing YouTube clip. Here's a shopper named Jacqueline, whose family owns three Dell computers.
I'm actually using the Dell Inspiron laptop that I just got probably a year and a half ago from Dell.
How do you like your laptop?
Oh, I love it. You know what my favorite thing is, Rick?
That's a I don't know.
Favorite
I don't know if I want to know. What?
The way it crashes in less than 2 years. In fact, the way all the Dells crash in less than 2 years. That's the best thing about Dell.
Oh, okay. Well, that would be a setup.
You know what? It's
that would be a setup call. And we thank you for calling in, Jacqueline.
Yeah. Awkward. Okay, I'm sorry. Just indulge me here. One more. This one is
so funny.
Primo.
If there's little kids out of the room, you want to scoot them away.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, there's kind of a laugh track because by the time this actually became public, it was being played on ABC on Jimmy Kimmel Show. So that's who's laughing. But this is an actual clip from them trying to from QVC where they were trying to sell some Dell computers.
Hi, my name's Randy.
Hey, Randy. How you doing?
Hi, Randy.
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're all right. Where are you calling from, Randy?
I'm calling from Dover, Delaware.
It's almost 2 o'clock in the morning where you are.
It's the only time I have alone with my new Dell, and I love it.
Thank you.
Great. What kind of things are you using your Dell for, Randy?
Well, mostly personal use, you know, like porno.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a lot of porno. It's these Dells are great for porno.
Awesome. We don't guarantee that.
I guarantee it, and I got the porno to prove it.
I love that it's porno. It's not just porn. It's porno. By the way, QVC, quality, value, convenience.
Thank you. Thank you. All right,
do
Rachel,
we have time for this?
Real quick.
Well, basically, we're going to play some Luther Vandross. We won't, or maybe we will. But basically, Luther Vandross, you know him, you love him. He passed away a couple years ago, and now they're getting around, there he is, to auctioning off his stuff. And he has a lot of awesome stuff. A Gucci mink and alligator trimmed three-quarter length coat, a Pacha de Cartier 18-carat white golden diamond wristwatch, and red fur cargo pants. It's a two-day sale.
Oh, wait, but the pants you left out? Made out of pony skin.
Oh, yeah, I did leave that out.
What?
I'm just going to...
That's bad.
I'm just going to take credit for this, even though I didn't write it or research it, but I'm just looking at the notes here. Did you know... Do you guys know what Luther Vandross's middle name is?
I do because I'm looking, but you say. I didn't before, so...
It's Ronzoni.
Ronzoni.
Luther Ronzoni Vandross. Rest in peace, brother.